Okay, Birshutchem. Daf Yutet. Today we have a lot of images in this stuff. We have to. If we pull out the images they sent to the chat yesterday, there's a lot of interesting pictures that were sent that makes it much clearer. So as we go through the daf, I'll explain which picture is shayach for which piece of the Gemara. So we ended off at the top of Yutet Amud Aleph at Tnan. At this Mishnah is a Mishnah that we saw earlier on. This Mishnah was on the top of Yuzayin Amud Aleph. We said V'chen Chatzer Hamukefet Achsad Dera. Right? We said if there's a courtyard that is surrounded by one of these pavilions or a porch. Let's see. They send a picture. Let's see if they send. The first picture. So you see. How we understand what this is basically it's a porch. It's like a courtyard sort of thing inside of multiple homes. If you look at the picture.
Yes.
And they put a skach on top of it, and the skach leans onto the awning that's near it, that's right next to it, that's leading out from the home. So we now are going to ask in this Gemara, we said for the initial part of the Mishnah that you can say pitikra. You say pitikra yored v'sotem, that you can pull the edge of the roof down and make it a wall. So now the Gemara's question is going to be, why don't we say the same thing over here? Ve'amai, the Gemara says, why do we say this is pasul, that according to Abaye, for example? Abaye would say the rule, we said it was machloket Abaye and Rava, if we say pitikra yored v'sotem. So let's say according to Abaye, maybe it says neima pitikra yored v'sotem. Maybe we can say that the edge of the roof, that edge of the skach, it comes down and it closes it as a wall. So the Gemara answers, Targema Rava, Aliba da Abaye. Rava explains according to Abaye, Kishehishvait Kiryav. It's talking about a case where they made the skach equal to the top of the awning. If you look at the image, it makes it very clear. It's not leaning on the awning. It's exactly equivalent to the awning. So over there in that situation, since it's not leaning on the awning, it's only equal to the awning, you can't say Pitikra even in that situation. You would only be able to say pitikra, that the edge of the roof comes out and makes a wall, if it was actually on the awning itself.
But here is a single wall, the way they... What are you going to do?
Why one single wall? You see that wall? There's a wall in the back. That's one of the homes. Each home is a wall. And now it's saying, okay, even though there's four amot from the side homes to the skach...
Each one has this four amot.
Four amot, yeah.
Hold on, there's only one four amot I see here.
There's four amot on the right, four amot on the left. Right. Meaning on both sides, there's four amot from the actual skach. Now we're trying to say, why don't we say, it's okay. Why don't we say, pitikra yored v'sotem from the skach? So the Gemara answers no, because it's hishvait kiryav. What happens is it's equivalent to the awning itself.
Right.
It's not on top of the awning. Since it's equivalent, we don't say pitikra in that situation. Only if it was on the awning itself. Just to actually go back to yesterday's daf. We had two questions from yesterday that Chacham Binyamin asked with regards to, number one, we talked about the Arubah Shebagag, if you have a skylight in the roof. So we are saying it's 100% has to be an open window. It doesn't matter metziut, if they had glass or not, it has to be open, because if it wasn't open, then there would be no question with regards to the Tum'ah. The Tum'ah leaves through the roof because it's open. That was the question yesterday. And also with regards to Tum'ah, the same type of question. We said that we say Levud in the middle with regards to Tum'ah, but they were trying to say, no, we don't say it with regards to Sukkah. So with your question that if there's a Tamemet in a Sukkah, if there was no opening, then it would be, the whole Sukkah would, anything in the Sukkah would become Tamemet, right? It would become an Ohel. So because that is completely closed, to answer your question. Okay?
If there's a small place...
It would only in that place. So if the dead body was over there, it would go out. If not, then the rest of the sukkah would be tameh. Under there would be tahor. That was just to go back. Okay, so that's what the Gemara answers. So the Gemara says, Besura matni lehashmata behai lishna. In surah, they taught it in this language, how we just explained it. The machloka between Rava and Abaye, they taught it as exactly how we just explained it. But in Fumbedita, matni, they taught it differently. In Fumbedita, they taught it a little bit different. Sikech al gabe achsadera. If you put skach on top of one of these, pavilions, she'en la petzimin, that doesn't have columns, it doesn't have these, these poles going around, divrei akol pesula. Everyone agrees it's pasul. You see, it's different than how we said on Yudchel Amud Aleph. At the bottom of Yudchel Amud Aleph, we said, no, if it has petzimin, everyone agrees it's kosher. If it doesn't have petzimin, that's where there's a machloken Rava Nabaye. Now it's saying, no, the other extreme. If it doesn't have petzimin, everyone agrees it's not kosher. When is the machloket? Only when it has pitzimin. It's more machmir. This in fumbedita. Yesh la pitzimin. Whereas if it has columns, Abaye amar keshera, Rava amar pesula. Abaye would say it's kosher. Rava would say it's pasul. Why? Abaye amar keshera, amrinan levud. Abaye would say it's kosher. Right, if you saw the picture yesterday with the poles going around, it's levud. All poles are within three tefachim of one another, so we say levud, and that becomes the wall. Okay, whereas Rava would say amar pesula, lo amrin levud. We would not say levud. Now, what is the halacha like? This is the Gemara v'ilchata kedishna kama. The halacha is like the initial Gemara. Right, we had two Gemaras. The first one said that when there is petzimin, right, when there's petzimin, everyone agrees that there's kosher. When is the machloket? When there's no petzimin. The second one said, no, when there's no petzimin, everyone agrees it's not kosher. When is the machloket? When there is petzimin. Halacha is like that first Gemara that says that if there's these columns, we say levud, and it would be 100% kosher. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, let's continue. Amar lei. So now the Gemara is going to ask. Rava is going to ask on Abaye. Sorry, did I skip? Sorry, Mechila. Rav Ashi Ashkechel Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi founder of Kahana, they come Mesakech al Gabi Achsad Dera, that he was putting Skach on top of Achsad Dera, She'en La Petzimin, that does not have these columns. Right, so he was doing it like Abaye, like the Lishna Kamav Abaye, saying that even though it doesn't have these columns, I can put Skach on top of it. Why we say Pitikra? Amar Le, so he said to him, Lo Savar La Mor, does the master not hold Had Amar Rava, that like this, that Rava said, Yesh La Petzimin Keshera, In La Petzimin Pesula, that if there is columns, it's Kasher, whereas if there's no columns, it's Pasul, you don't hold like Rava? So he says, Achavele, he showed him with his hand, he showed him, Nir'e mi bifnim v'shave mi bachutz. You see there's an image on the page, but if you look at the phone, they send in the chat, what this looks like is basically, it's near emi bitnim, means you can see that there's a tiny third wall on the inside. When you're inside the sukkah, you can actually see the third wall. Whereas shave mi bachutz, on the outside, it doesn't look like a third wall. It's covered by the two walls. So it only looks like two walls on the outside, but on the inside, it's really a third wall. So he says that when there's three wall, this third wall, it's not a matter of it being, exactly the example we brought earlier with the Ravana Baye. There's a third wall. Of course, you could say Pitikra Yored Vesotem, and it would be a kosher skat. Like we said, Shtaim Kilchata Ushushid Afilu Tefach. Like we said earlier, if you have two walls, and one Afilu Tefach, it's even a Tefach, it would be kosher. So he says it doesn't look like a kosher sukkah, but since on the inside it has a third wall, you just can't see it from the outside, that would be kosher. In another case also, Iname Niremi Bachutz Veshavemi Bifnim, that would also be kosher. That if you can see it from the outside, the third wall, but it looks on the inside that you can't see that third wall, that would also still be kosher. So that was the situation that happened. That's going to bring the source as to where we learn this out from. The Itmar Niremi Bachutz Veshavemi Bifnim. If it is seen from the outside, but it looks like it's not there on the inside, it's even on the inside, nidon mishum lechi. It's taught as a lechi, right? With regards to Hilchot Shabbat, you need to have to make an alleyway to be able to carry through it. You need to have, it's actually very clear in the picture. Maybe not these pictures. If anyone has matifta, I actually brought a matifta. One second, let me bring the matifta. If you look at the Medifta's image, it shows very clearly what it's referring to. Here. Someone sees this? Is this alleyway?
Yes.
Okay, so this side post is this lechi. You need lechis, and then you need a korah that goes on top. So he's saying that's what you would be required to have for Hilchot Shabbat, to carry in this alleyway. So he says that if you have this kind of case where it's niremi bachutz, you can see the third wall from the outside, v'shavemi bifnim, but on the inside you can't see it, nidon mishum lechi, it's exactly judged as the same case of a lechi, v'lechi hainu patzimin, and lechi is the same thing basically as patzimin, as these poles that go around the sukkah, which would be levud or pitikra, that would make it a completely kosher sukkah. So he says this example would be perfectly fine. Okay? Tana. Now we're going to talk about a new case where you have, let's say, a sukkah, and you have skach coming outside the walls of a sukkah. And we say that even sitting on the outside of the sukkah under that skach would still be kosher. This is the case in the Gemara. Tana, pesal hayotze min ha-sukkah. If you have a skach, kosher skach, that's coming out of the sukkah. Nidon kesukkah, it's judged exactly the same as the sukkah itself. And even a person sitting on the outside under that skach would still be fulfilling his obligation. So the Gemara is now going to bring four opinions. The rest of this Amud is going to bring four different opinions as to what that line means. What does it mean, Pesal Hayotze Min HaSukkah? So the Gemara says, My Pesal Hayotze Min HaSukkah. What does it mean, this Kach coming out of the Sukkah? Amar Ula, first opinion, Kanim Hayotzim L'Achorei Sukkah. It's talking about reeds that come out, how we understood Kipshuto, reeds that come out from the back of the Sukkah. Anyone who sits there is completely fine. So now the Gemara asks a question. V'abayinan Shalosh Tefanot. What? I thought you need three walls. You need three walls, right? To be kosher. The answer is b'de'ika. It has three walls. He's talking about a case that has three walls. So the Gemara asks another question. V'abayinan hechsher sukkah. You need it to have a hechsher sukkah. It has to be seven tefachim by seven tefachim. It's another seven tefachim. So the Gemara says, no, it does b'de'ika. The skach goes out enough for it to be hechsher sukkah. V'abayinan tzelata meruba mechamata. Now the Gemara asks the third question. I thought you needed to be more shade than sun in this situation. That seven tefachim, let's say you have a few reeds sticking out. The rest of the side is sun open, so it's more sun than shade. No, the Gemara says b'de'ika. No, there's actually more shade than sun. You have a full skach leaning out of the sukkah. Let's say a person's skach is very long, and it's completely, let's say this was the...
Yeah, this is the image.
Yeah, there's an image over there.
But the walls are continuing.
Right. So the wall, exactly, the walls are continuing. That's what it said. It says, b'de'ika. It has shloshat fachim. It has three walls.
The walls must be continuing.
So, let's see if it rings it here.
The third wall is just recessed in from the two adjacent walls.
That's what it looks like in that picture, yeah. Okay? So that's what he's saying. He's saying, no, it has all of this. So now the Gemara asks the question. Yachi maila memra. So if that's the case, if we have all these...
What's the question at all?
It's a kosher sukkah. It has the walls, it has the skach, it has the hechsher. What's the... It has a sheva b'sheva also. Yeah. The skach, yeah, exactly. That's what the Gemara asks. So now the Gemara says, ma'u de tema, I would have thought to say, ho'il ule gavaya vidi. Since those, that skach is made for the...
Inside, right?
With a barai lo avidi, whereas it's not made for the outside. What's the skach for? The skach is really supposed to cover for shade on the inside of the sukkah. It wasn't created for the outside. It just happened to be longer. So I would have thought that ema lo. I would have thought it wouldn't be kosher on the outside. Hamash malan. Then no, we say even on the outside it's kosher. That was the hava amina. I would have thought that maybe it wouldn't be okay. That was the first opinion. Second opinion. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, Amri Tarvayu, they both said, Acha bekanim hayotzim lifnim min hasukkah. It's talking about reeds that come out from the actual entrance. They go to the entrance of the sukkah. Umashcha v'azla chada dofen v'hadayu. And one of the walls continues with the skach. So ma'u detema had late b'hechsher sukkah. I would have thought to say that, hey, maybe this doesn't have hechsher sukkah. That's why it says no. Psala yotzei min sukkah kishera kamash malan. That we say no, that even that is considered kosher, that the skach that comes out with that one wall towards the entrance would be considered kosher in that situation. Okay, third opinion. Rabba bar bar chana amar b'yochanan. Lo nitzercha ela l'sukkah. What is it talking about? It's talking about a sukkah sheruba tzalata meruba mechamata. The majority of the sukkah has more shade than sun. Okay? The mi'uta, whereas the minority of the sukkah, chamata meruba mitzalata, the sun is more than the shade. That's what it's talking about when it says the skach that exits the sukkah. So he says ma'u detema. I would have thought to say tipasel behachpurta, that we would say that minute amount that we said is more sun than shade, that should posel the sukkah. Kamashmala. No, the Gemara says no. We learn from this that. From the fact that it says pesal hayotzei min sukkah, that it's kosher even in this situation where minority of the sukkah has more sun than shade. So if you have a sukkah, let's say that majority of it has more shade than sun, but the small amount that has more sun than shade, even that part is kosher. Okay,
that's meaning you read the whole skach as one.
You read the whole skach as one. Lehalacha though, we say that if that part of the skach is not covered, you shouldn't sit under that, right? Or let's say there's something hanging down. All those halachot. Hopefully, we'll see that later on as well. But simply speaking, according to the Gemara, if there's a little opening and has more sun than shade on that little opening, that doesn't posel the sukkah.
The main thing, the sun has to be from top, not from the side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It has to be covered. Shade has to be covered from the top.
If the sun is from the side, everything,
kasher.
Nachon.
So now the Gemara is going to ask the question. So umay yotze. We said, how does that explain the question? The question was, we said yotze a pesala yotze min hasukkah. If you have this skach that leaves the sukkah, it's kosher. Okay. What is this situation in this case that's psalah yotzei min sukkah? The Gemara answers, Yotzer mehechsher sukkah. It's talking about where it exits hechsher sukkah. Towards the end of the Rashi, if you look down, Rashi explains what does that mean. She'eino mesukach kelechot sukkah. It's not covered the way it should be according to hechot sukkah. Meaning, since there's that minority that's open with more sun than shade, it's not proper, but still the sukkah is still kosher. That's what it means. Yotzer min a pesala yotzer min sukkah. It's yotzer from the hechsher of what the regular sukkah has to be. Okay, that's the third opinion. Fourth opinion. Rabbi Yoshaya Amar, lo nitzercha ele leskach pasul. Right, we said earlier that you can have up till 4 tfachim of psach skach pasul and up to 3 tfachim of open air in the skach. That was what we said earlier. So now he says, what is this referring to? It's not like what they said. He says, no, it's talking about you have skach pasul, pachod mishlosha besukkah ketana. Less than 3 tfachim of skach pasul in a small sukkah. Right? So let's say you have, 20 tvachim sukkah or 50 tvachim sukkah, 8 amot, let's say, and 3 tvachim of it, less than 3 tvachim, 2.5 tvachim, is open on the side. So he says that would still be kosher. Not open. It has kach pasul, that's shipudim, let's say, has these skewers. So now the Gemara's going to ask a question. What does that mean that we said earlier, but it has to be pesal hayotze min sukkah? What does it mean that pesal hayotze min sukkah is kosher? Uma yotze, yotze mi torat sukkah. It leaves the Torah status of sukkah. What does that mean? Rashi explains the next Rashi. Sha'afilu min kasher eno. It's not even a kosher species of sukkah. And still we're saying it's kosher. Meaning, what's yotze mi pesal sukkah? They're saying it's yotze from the Torah status of what a sukkah is supposed to be. Sukkah has to be the status we said earlier on, that has to be not mekabel tuma, all the types of things. But this is one of those status, the two tvachim of it is mekabel tuma. It's still perfectly fine. It's still kosher. Okay? Now we're going to have a machloket or a stira on this opinion. Matkif la Rav Oshaya. That's funny. Rav Hoshaya is matkif Rav Oshaya. That's an interesting to pay attention to. Lo yehe ela avir. Why should this be any greater than air, right? We said you have open air. Va'avir pachot mishlosha tefachim besukkah ketana mi pasil. He says, let's say you have less than 3 tefachim of open space. Less than 3 tefachim of open space. Would that posel the sukkah? No, 2.5. We said up till 3 tefachim of open space on the skach, it's perfectly fine. So why should this be any worse than that? It's the same exact thing. So why are you, what's the chidush here? Meaning, why does the Gemara have to tell us this? In Chidush, we already knew that open air up till 3 tefachim is kosher. How much more so a skach pasul? There's something actually there. Meaning, there's two different cases. You have one case where the skach is completely covering, but there's 2.5 tefachim of open area. In that case, we said it's kosher. Why? Skach ha-yotze pesala yotze min ha-sukkah. It's yotze mi torat sukkah. Now we're saying different case. What's the difference between that and if there was no skach there at all? If those shipudim weren't skach, it was just open, it's also kosher. So what's the chidush you're telling me by saying, oh, it's non-kosher skach in those 2.5 tvachim? Who cares if it's not kosher skach? It doesn't even have to be skach. So what's your chidush? So he says, Amar le Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba answers him, Zem mitzaref v'yeshanim tachtav, v'zem mitzaref v'in yeshanim tachtav. The skach pasul, it's not only that it's mitzaref, it combines with the kosher skach, but you can also sleep under it. It makes the whole sukkah kosher. Even though there's 2.5 tefachim of shipudim, you can still sleep under it. Whereas the open area, 2.5 tefachim of open area, even though it's mitzaref, it makes the sukkah kosher, you can't sleep under that open area. That's what the Gemara is trying to make a chiluk between. That's the difference between, that was his chidush, or Voshaya's chidush, was saying 2.5 tefachim of non-kosher sukkah, you can even sleep under that. That's what he's saying.
It's considered kosher sukkah.
Exactly. It's considered kosher sukkah, and you can sleep under it. No, it's not kosher skach, but it's kosher with regards to combining with the kosher one.
Exactly.
Now,
in both scenarios, you cannot sleep under it.
Even if there's no skach,
you can. No, you can sleep outside of the sukkah if there is a problem.
No, no.
For 7 things?
No. There has to be skach. We're saying if there's open area. No, if there's open area of skach, we said it combines to make the sukkah kosher, but under that open area, it's not kosher to sleep under. Okay? La halakha, I mean, we would always say to cover the whole sukkah, and you probably should never sleep under any part that's not kosher sukkah or open area. Okay, now the Gemara asks, a side question on this part. Umi ika midi di tztarufe mitztaref. Is there something that can combine to make it kosher, but it itself is not kosher? How can you have skach pasul that it combines with kosher skach to make it kosher, but it itself is not kosher? Do we have anything like that? The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, In. Yes, we do have something like that. What is that? Mishnah and Masachet Zvachim, I believe. Or Gemara. It says, Tit Hanirok Yochiach. It says, we have this, you know, it's a liquidy type of mud that the Gemara talks about. It says, Shemitztarif L'Arba'im Se'ah. It can combine with the 40 Se'ah that's required to make a kosher mikveh. It's a Mishnah. Rashi brings the Mishnah, I believe. Elu ma'alin velo poslin, ha-sheleg, ha-barad, ha-kifor, ha-gelid, ha-melach, ve-atit, ha-nirok, right? You're saying liquid mud, it can combine, let's say you have 39 and a half se'ahs of water, and you have a half a se'ah of this liquid mud, it can combine to make it kosher, but va-tovel bo, lo alta lo tevila. But if someone is, according to Rashi, if someone is tovel in the mud itself, in a full mikveh of mud, he's not yotze. Now, there's a, if we could just see if we're on good timing. Oh, we have good timing. I'm going to jump in a quick machlok at Rashi and Tosfot on this line. If you look at Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, lo al talo tevila. He brings the Mishnah I just read, the last line of the Rashi. Uma'alin hainu, what does it mean, ma'alin? Mashlimin ashlume in, bifnei atzmo, lo. That it can complete the mikveh. Let's say you need half a se'ah of the water, so you add half a se'ah of mud, it can complete the mikveh. But to be tovel in the mud itself alone, it's not kosher. But that's not what the Gemara was talking about. The Gemara was saying, it can be mitzaref, but you can't be tovel in the mud with the water. That's how we understood this Gemara. How do we know that? Because if you look back in the previous part of the Gemara, what did we say? We said there's two cases. There's a case of the non-kosher 2.5 tefachim of skach, and the open area of 2.5 tefachim of skach. Right? So if you have a full mikveh of mud, that we said, you're not, that doesn't work. Right? What is that compared to? Compared to the
fully open.
Fully open. That's the case. Right. The case that you can't sleep under even. But if you can't, that case you can't sleep under, it's not kosher. It's not that it's alone. It's not an open area entirely alone. The skach is still there. You have 2.5 tefachim of open area. So it's not the exact same case that Rashi is bringing, that it's a complete mikveh of mud. So the Tosfot, without going inside too much, but the Tosfot disagrees with Rashi and says, that's not what the pshat is over here. The pshat is that lo altalo tevila means that if you're a tovel in the mud that's mixed with the water, you're not yotze. That's the difference. Just like the case of if you sleep under the open area of skach, even though there is kosher skach, you're not yotze under the open area. That's just the machlokit Rashi and Tosfot. Okay, new Mishnah. If you make your sukkah like a sort of tent, right? They send nice pictures in the chat today, or yesterday. If you make your sukkah a type of tent, right? Here. Everyone wants to see. Type of tent. He says, Osh shamechal kotel. Or the next case. You lean the skach, you lean the tent on the wall. Right? You leave a little tent on the wall. He says, Rabbi Eliezer posel mipnei she'en lagag. Rabbi Eliezer says pasul because it doesn't have a roof, right? It's completely leaning on the wall, so it's completely diagonal. So it does not have any part of roof that is horizontal. Whereas v'chachamim machshirin, and the chachamim say no, it's still kosher. Okay, now we're going to see what the machloket really, and if this mishnah is really correct, or you know, there's a lot of mishnayot. We're going to see actually later on in this gemara that they weren't necessarily written by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Most Mishnayot, I would say 90% of Mishnayot, were written by Rabbi Dana. See, there were some that were written by different Tanaim in those times, that like this one. So this Mishnah is actually a Mishnah Yechidah. It's a single opinion. So the Gemara says, Tana, Moder Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer would agree, Shim higbiyah min akarka tefach, if you raised this leaning on the wall, let's see if they send a picture. Yeah, the Mitifta had a great picture. If you lean it on the wall and you raise it from the ground, a tefach,
our scroll has
also. Yeah, has also.
The leaning is talking about, or is talking about the tent?
No, it's the bottom of the tent. Here. Look at Sior Gimel. There's like a, he puts like a stone under the tent to lean it up a tefach. So it's not completely on the ground anymore. So he leans it up a little bit. Because if you do that, shehifliga min hakotel tefach, or if you put something to push it off from the wall a tefach, which is this case right here. There's something on the wall that leans it off the wall a tefach. He says in those situations, Rabbi Eliezer would agree. Rabbi Eliezer would agree that even in those cases, it's kosher. What's the reason? What's his reason for that? So let's look at Rashi.
He shows that there's a roof.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but so
Rashi explains from the second case that if it's leaning off the wall, now there's a one tefach of a roof, that would make it kosher. But let's see what the first Rashi is saying. Shimigbiya mina karka tefach. Atarvayu kae. It's going on both of them. Damrinan levud bezekifa. Vyesham tefach zakuf venikar hatserif shehu gag vekivan sheyesh bo shiur ohel vezekifa have ohel. So he says that since you're lifting it from the ground one tefach, we say the din of levud. So we say now what happens is it's as if it makes it like a complete sukkah, open sukkah like this, because now that it's not just a slanted area, it's actually lifted from the ground, so it's a complete ground going upward like this. It's not just like this anymore. It changes its shape. It changes its shape from being diagonal. And the second case was the case where it's off the wall a little bit. So now that it's off the wall at tefach, it's actually you can make levud and make the top wall, make the top have a roof like this. So those are the two examples. Okay. Now it says, "My time, my Rabbanan." What's Rabbanan's reasoning as to why they say this is kosher initially, even without moving it a tefach? So he says, "Shipuye ohalim ke ohalim damu." He says that the slanting of the ohel of a tent is like an ohel itself. Not necessarily do you need it to have a gag. This is considered slanting is perfectly fine, and I would rule the Chachamim would say that's kosher. That's no problem. So Abaye Ashkachel Rav Yosef, Abaye found Rav Yosef de kagane bekilat chatanim. He was sleeping in one of these canopies besukkah, in a sukkah, meaning he didn't want to sleep in a tent. The apuke from Chachamim. He wanted to hold like Rabbi Eliezer, it seems like. Amarle, so he asked him, Keman, who do you hold like? Rabbi Eliezer. Do you hold like Rabbi Eliezer? We know that we have Dat Yachid versus Dat Rabbim. We have one opinion versus many opinions. We go like the Rabbim, we go like the Chachamim. So why are you holding like Rabbi Eliezer? He says, Shavakta Rabbanan. You threw away the rabbis and you held like Rabbi Eliezer. Amarle, he answered in Baraita Ipcha Tane. He says there's a Baraita that is taught actually the complete opposite of our Mishnah. How does it teach? Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, the Chachamim Poslin, Rabbi Eliezer actually says this is kosher, and the Chachamim actually says it's Pasul. So I'm holding like the Chachamim and I'm sleeping in one of these type of Kilat Chatanim, this type of canopies. Why? Because I don't want to sleep in a tent, because a tent is only kosher according to Rabbi Eliezer. He heard the Baraita not like the Mishnah, it was different. So he says now, Shavakta Manitim Avata Ke Baraita? Well, you're throwing away Mishnah and you're holding like a Baraita? The Mishnayot came before the Baraita. How can you hold like a Mishnah over a Baraita? So he says, "Amarle matnitin yechidahi." This is a yechid mishnah. It's not a mishnah that everyone agrees on. Or Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote. Rashi explains it was written by Rabbi Natan, I think. Matnitin Natan yachid. Rabbi Natan katanila. It was Rabbi Natan. He's dat yachid, but all the chachamim in his door would disagree with him. As the Gemara finishes off, the Tanya hausesu katoke min sarif. If you make your sukkah like a tent, or you lean it on the wall, Rabbi Natan omer. Rabbi Natan says, Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Eliezer says it's actually pasul, not like our Mishnah, like our Mishnah, the Chachamim Machshirin, and the Chachamim say it's kosher. This is the opinion of Rabbi Natan in our Mishnah, unlike all the Chachamim. So he said, I had a different, you know, Mesorah, my rabbis taught us differently, that the Braita was the correct opinion, not the Mishnah. This Mishnah was the opinion of one rabbi. That's what he said. Okay, new Mishnah. This Mishnah now basically just quick intro. It's going to be talking about...
We can have such a...
If it has a... You know, in general, I think we would be posel this type of sukkah because it doesn't have a roof. But if a person were to push it off the wall, it's a very like interesting case. But I guess if you were to make kosher sukkah with kosher wall, that's the right measurement, shiva, shiva, v'asara, then I guess it could be possibly kosher, but it's not very likely that you can make such a...
More discussion on the tent. The tent is kosher. The tent style would be...
If it had that roof, right? We're saying if it doesn't have a roof, it's pasul according to halacha. It has to have the roof. So you have to... even the small things. So it extends it. It makes it levud and it would extend it. Okay, this new Mishnah is going to be talking about these different types of mats. Big ones, small ones. Which ones are mekabel tumah, which ones are not, right? We know one of the categories of skach is skach cannot be something that's mekabel tumah. So if it's something that's made for people to sleep on... Generally, the mats sometimes are made for people to sleep on in those times. So that would be mekabel tuman. You can't use it as skach. Whereas if it's a mat that's made specifically for skach, then it would be kosher to use for skach. So now the questions are going to be, what happens if you don't have anything in mind when you make the mat? You just make a mat. Can I use it for skach or not? Okay. The Mishnah says. Huh? Yeah, same similar question. So he says... That's more for sitting, so that's my kabel tumah. It's because your intention, it has to be that if this is made to be slept on, then that it's mekabel tumah, you can't use it for skach. Whereas if it's made for skach, then you can use it as kosher. The question is, if you don't have any intention, what is it for? If it was made for sleeping, it's mekabel tumah. If it's made for skach, it's not. So that's
the intention have to be by Jew or by non-Jew?
Let's push it to the end. I'm not 100% sure. Let's push it to the end. Machzelet kanim. If you have a mat of reeds, gedola, if it's big, asa'a l'shkiva, and you made it for sleeping, mekabel tumah. And you're not allowed to use it as skach. It's mekabel tumah, you can't use it as skach. Lesikuch, if you made it for skach, mesakachin ba ve'ina mekabel tumah. But if you made it for skach, you can use it as skach and it doesn't receive tumah. Rabbi Eliezer, remember Rabbi Eliezer says, achad ketana v'achad gedola, both of them, whether it's big or small, it depends on what you made it for. Meaning it doesn't matter if the Tanakama said, no, it depends if it's big or small. He says, no, if it's big, it's for this. If it's big, it's for sleeping. If it's small, it's for this. That's how we understood the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, achad ketana v'achad gedola, asa l'shkiva, if you made it for sleeping, mekabelet tumah. It receives tumah. Whereas if you made it specifically for skach, then you would be allowed to, and it's not mekabel tuma. So the Rebbe Eliezer is going more on your kavana, and Tanakama is going more on what's the size of it. But now we have a little bit of a stira. The Gemara says, "Ha gufa kasha." The Mishnah itself is difficult. Why? Amart, you said, and the Tanakama said, "Asa'a l'shkiva." If you made it for sleeping, mekabel tuma, it receives tuma, ve'ein mesakechin ba. And you can't put it as skach. What's the reason? Tama d'asa l'shkiva. The reason is because you made it for sleeping on, for lying down on. Hastama. So if it was stam, you didn't have any intention. We see that word. A stam mat is made for lesikuch. So it's made for skach. Then afterwards, what did the Mishnah teach? Then Tanakama said afterwards, v'hadar tane. Afterwards he taught, lesikuch, if you have intention that the mat is for skach, mesakechin ba, you can use it as kach, ve'ina mekabel tumah, and it doesn't receive impurity. So what's the reason? Ta'ama da'asa lesikuch. The reason is because you made it for skach. Hastama l'shkiva. So stam would be for sleeping. It wouldn't be for skach. You have the same exact Mishnah, same exact opinion, soter itself. One time it says stam would be for skach. One time it says, no, stam would be for sleeping on, for mekabel tumah. So the Gemara answers. I think there's a girsah change over here. Mesor Dasha says, just skip the parentheses and just say, Ema Seifa. Let's go to the end of the Mishnah. No, sorry. Halakasha. Kan bigdola, kan biktana. The Gemara says, it's not difficult. When it's talking about, it's the difference between a big one and a small one. The Tanakama, he was differentiating, he says, when there's a small one, it's for sure made for sleeping on. Whereas when it's a big one, you make a big, one of these big mats, you use that in that type of material, in that type of size, you use that as a skach. So he's saying it's a difference of what size you're making. If it's a big one, then it's for skach. Whereas a small one, that is for sleeping on.
Stam,
meaning stam, if you had no intention.
The size show you what your intention
is.
What is big, what is small?
Good question. Let's finish this part of the Gemara because we're in the middle of the sugya. So the Gemara says, Eima Seifa, go to the end. Rabbi Eliezer says in the end of the Mishnah, achat ketana v'achat gedola, both of them, whether big or small, asa l'shkiva, if you made it for sleeping, mekabel tuma, it accepts tuma. Ve'in mesakachin ba. What's the reason? Tama de'asa l'shkiva. The reason is because you made it for lying down on, for sleeping. So if it was stam, hastama l'sikuch. A stam mat would be made for skach. So you go to the end of the Mishnah, Eima Seifa, asa l'sikuch. If you made the mat specifically for sikuch, for skach, mesakachin ba, ve'ina mekabel tuma. You can use it as skach, and it doesn't receive impurity. Tama, the reason is da'asa l'sikuch. You made it for skach. Hastama l'shkiva. If you made a stam mat, according to the second part of the Mishnah, it sounds like it's for shkiva. Same exact contradiction. Okay. Now you would think, why doesn't the Gemara now just answer the exact same thing we said with Tanakama? Tanakama, we said, one opinion stam is for shkiva, one is for sikuch. So say alakasha hagdola haktana. The answer is Rashi tells us that you can't say it's the second to last Rashi. Ema Seifa, Ude Rabbi Eliezer, Leka le Tarutze ke de Tanakama. You can't answer like you answer Tanakama. Why? Da achat gedola v'achat ketana katane. Rabbi Eliezer said, whether it's big or small, it doesn't make a difference to me. So you can't answer saying the difference for Rabbi Eliezer is big or small. He says, it doesn't make a difference if it's big or small. He says, done it for us. So we have to find a different answer, as to how to explain a stam mat. If you make a stam mat without any intention, what it's really for. So the Gemara answers, Ela Amar Rava, so we need a new answer. Begedola kule alma lo pligi de stama la sikuch. If it's big, everyone agrees that it's made stam, it's made for skach. Ki pligi biktana. Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer are disagreeing when it's small. Tanakama savar, Stam ketana l'shkiva. Tanakama holds that a stam mat is made for sleeping on. It's mekabel tuma. Rebbe Elazar savar stam ketana nami le'sikuch. And Rebbe Elazar holds a stam ketana is actually made for sikuch. Let's just finish this last piece of the Gemara. V'achi kamar. And this is what they really meant to say. Machtzelet hakanim. If you have a mat of reeds, gedola. If it's big, asa l'shkiva. And you made it for lying on. Mekabelet tuma. Vein mesakachin ba. That's because you made it specifically for lying on. Hastama. But if it was stam, naasa kemisha asale sikuch, it's as if you made it for skach, misakechinba, and you're allowed to use it as skach, even if you didn't have intention. So a big one, you can always use as skach. Because we skip this parenthesis, we go down, ve'ata Rabbi Eliezer lemeimar, and Rabbi Eliezer comes and says, achad ketana, ve'achad gedola, whether it's big, whether it's small, it's still kosher for sikuch. I mean, we could read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not incorrect. That in parentheses. Let's just read that in parentheses part. Ketana asa lesikuch. Whereas if it's a small one and you made it for skach, misakechin ba. What's the reason? Ta'amad asa lesikuch, because you made it for skach. Hastama, if it was a stam, small one, na'asa kimisha asa leshkiva, ve'en misakechin ba. It's as if it was made for sleeping on. Then comes Rabbi Eliezer, after Rabbi Eliezer, Meimar, achad ketana, achad gedola, stama kishera l'sikuch. Whether it's big, whether it's small, a big or a small mat, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's completely kosher for skach, whatever your intention is. Whereas Tanakama would say, if it's a small one, you need to have kavanah for it to be for skach. If it's a big one, then everyone agrees that it's completely kosher for skach. Okay? Baruch Adonai l'olam, amen v'amen.